Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We bless the name of the Lord for another wonderful day. We thank God for the 25th day of the month of November, year 2020. We appreciate the King of Kings for giving us grace to see another wonderful day like this. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we glorify you. There is no one like you. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. You are the awesome God. You are the incomparable. You are the incomprehensible God. You are God that never fails. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we thank you for another beautiful day like this. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your love. Thank you for showing us mercy upon our lives. Thank you for the 25th day of the month of November, year 2020. We appreciate you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Be exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I speak into your life this morning that the glory of God shall cover your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into your life that the mercy of God shall envelop your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into your life that the hand of the Lord shall promote your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. As you wake up today, you wake up into God's power. As you wake up today, you wake up to say an encounter with the Almighty God. As you wake up today, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shall promote your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, the finger of darkness in the affairs of your life shall be roasted. The finger of darkness in the affair of your destiny shall be roasted. In the name of Jesus, any power running ether scatter against your destiny shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, any power that vow to waste your destiny shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. Any power raising evil hand against your life shall destroy themselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Every negative prayer, negative decision, negative agreement against your destiny in the coven that scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them gather together. They shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into your life right now. Encounter God of favor, God of power, God of fire, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Listen to me very well. The Bible says in Psalm 74, verse 20, it says, have respect unto the covenant. Have respect unto the covenant. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitation of evil. There are dark places of the earth. That dark places of the earth is full of habitation of evil. Evil is done in those dark places. Any evil fashioned against your destiny, any evil fashioned against your glory shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Power assigned to destroy your destiny, power assigned to waste your destiny shall be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, I started teaching one of the deepest areas in the realm of the spirit called altar, and I was talking about prisoners of evil altars. I was letting you to know that altar is a very deep thing. It's one of the major spiritual entity that you and I need to understand and understand how to deal with it, because altar is a very deep thing. Altar is a place of sacrifice. Altar is a place of slaughter of animal or bird for something that is to be worshipped. Altar is a place of sacrifice. Altar is a place where blood is shed, and blood is speaking and crying every day. So the blood can be crying for good or for bad. That is what we call altar. Altar is a spiritual dining table where spirits are offered food. Altar is a place of spiritual exchange. Altar is a place of satanic traffic. It's a place where you have a spiritual traffic of good or bad spirit. Altar is a place of spiritual fellowship with clean and unclean spirits. You must know that altar is a place where contact is made with the spirit world. So altar is a very, very deep, deep spiritual entity that we need to know, that we need to get. Altar is a place of deliberation. It's a place of decision. It's a place where actions are taken. It can be negative, it can be positive. And there are different kind of altars. There are family altars. There are altars on the crossroads. There are image altars. There are photograph altars. Listen, beloved, there are altars in different locations around us. And many of us, even we look at this altar, we do not understand that place we are looking at is a place of spiritual traffic. Listen very well. Every evil altar against your destiny, every evil altar against your marriage, every evil altar against your business, every evil altar against your well-being, that altar shall be roasted in the name of Jesus. The altar shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any man, any woman that erected evil altar against your life, I command that man, that woman, be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God shall deliver us from every evil altar in the name of Jesus Christ. An altar of art can be made. An altar can be made as it can be made in the water. There are water, there are altars in the water. There are altars in the heavenly. There are altars under the waters. We need to understand that. So altar is a very deep thing that we need to know. And I pray for someone here that if there's any altar erected against you in the water, if there's any altar erected against you in your father's house, if there's any altars erected against your mother's house, I pray that that altar right now shall catch fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, the glory of God shall cover your destiny. The hand of the Lord shall rest upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen very well. If anybody has erected evil altar to sacrifice anything against your destiny, that altar shall be roasted in the name of Jesus Christ. That altar shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. While you pray this prayer, pray this prayer aloud. Say, every satanic altar erected against my well-being, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic altar erected against my well-being, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic altar erected against my well-being, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic altar erected against my well-being, catch fire in Jesus' name. Say, any power carrying sacrifice to the crossroad altar against my life, in the name of Jesus, any power carrying sacrifice to the crossroad altar against my life, in the name of Jesus, any power carrying sacrifice to the crossroad altar against my life, in the name of Jesus, any power carrying sacrifice to the crossroad altar against my life, in Jesus' name, pray, every rock altar or fallen altars working against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every rock altar or forest altars working against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every rock altar or forest altar working against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every rock altar or forest altars working against my destiny, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. There is what we call astral altars, altars of darkness in the heavenlies. Oh, I command every altar erected against your destiny in the heavenlies, that altar shall be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ. That altar shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, if they have erected altar against your destiny anywhere, I command that altar to catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me very well. When you notice there's any evil altar working against you, what you need to do is first of all to know that altar needs to be pulled down by fire. You need to know how to set that altar ablaze. And you need to know how to be spiritual altar for the Lord. Then you need to claim everything that the altar has stolen from you. But before then, you must have given your life to Jesus. Before then, you must have surrendered your life to Jesus. Before then, you must have given your life to Jesus Christ, because that will qualify you to pray against evil altar. Wherever you are and you want to give your life to Jesus now, it is time for you to give your life. It is time for you to surrender your life. Say, Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sin. I come unto you right now. Deliver me. Let my life be delivered from the grip of evil altar in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, pray. Don't forget that altar is a place of this spiritual covenant. Altar is a place where blood is shed. So if there is any evil altar erected or built by any satanic agent against your destiny, you must know how to deal with it. Because if not so, you'll be noticing a lot of things happening. Sometimes you will notice that your money is being wasted. You begin to notice that you are having scratches all over the body when you sleep. You begin to notice that you are being attacked or oppressed. You begin to notice a masquerade pursuing your destiny. This is an activity of evil altar. But today, that evil altar shall be roasted. That evil altar shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer loud and clear with authority and with power. Shout it more than the way you have ever shouted. Say, every evil altar in my village working against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in my village working against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in my village working against my destiny, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar in my village working against my destiny, catch fire in Jesus' name. We pray, shouting very well. Say, evil priest ministry on any evil altar against my well-being, Die in the name of Jesus. Evil priest, ministry on any evil altar against my destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Evil priest, ministry on any evil altar against my destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Evil priest, ministry on any evil altar against my destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Evil priest, ministry on any evil altar against your destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Evil priest, ministry on any evil altar against your destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Evil priest, ministry on any evil altar against my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray the prayer very well. Say, let the thunder of God smite every evil priest working against me on any evil altar. In the name of Jesus, let the thunder of God smite every evil priest working against me on the altar or the evil altar. In the name of Jesus, let the thunder of God smite any evil priest working against me on the altar of darkness. In the name of Jesus, let the thunder of God smite every evil priest working against me on the altar of darkness. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every stubborn evil altar assigned to drink my blood, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every stubborn evil altar assigned to drink my blood, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every stubborn evil altar assigned to drink my blood, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every stubborn evil altar assigned to drink my blood, catch fire. In the name of Jesus. If you notice that you are just going leaner, your blood is drying, it is the activity of evil altar. If you notice that you are having terrible nightmare, it is the activity of evil altar. If you notice that you are being attacked by satanic animal, it's the activity of evil altars. You need to pray and pray aggressively. Say, I possess all good things stolen from my hand by evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I possess all good things stolen from my hand by evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I possess all good things stolen from my hand by evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I possess all good things stolen from my hand by evil altar. In Jesus' name we pray. If you notice that things are mysteriously disappearing in your house, it's the activity of evil altar. If you notice that since you have started that business in that shop, things have never worked at all. Customer never come to your place. If when the customer come, they return the goods, it's the activity of evil altars. You need to pray very well that every outworking of evil altar against your destiny, that altar shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to get a bottle of oil and get a bottle of water now. As we go into this, our deliverance healing section, take the bottle of oil and the bottle of water. I want to pray on it now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the bottle of water and I thank you for the bottle of oil. I decree that this instrument, O Lord, shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost. This instrument shall receive the power of deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. The water and the oil shall carry the power that breaks the yokes in the name of Jesus Christ. The water and the oil shall carry the power that dismantles evil water in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the oil to carry fresh fire, carry fresh fire, carry fresh fire, carry fresh fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, this faith material in your hand shall become an instrument of healing, instrument of deliverance, instrument for signs and wonders, instrument for creative miracles. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now I want you to anoint your head. Anoint your head. One of the signs of evil altar is constant heat on the head. Constant heat, as if somebody is hammering your head, is a sign of evil altar. You have to pray very well now. Say it loud and clear. I hope you have put the oil on your head. Now say it loud and clear. Say, powers attacking my head on evil altars. In the name of Jesus. Powers attacking my head on evil altars. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers attacking my head from evil altar. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers attacking my head from evil altars. There, in Jesus' name. Say, anything representing me in any evil altar, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in any evil altar, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in any evil altar, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in any evil altar, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest now. And lay your hand upon your chest as you pray loud and clear. Say, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altars. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altars. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altars. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altars. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altars. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from the control of evil altars. In Jesus' name, we pray. Shout this again. Say, I withdraw my breakthrough from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my breakthrough from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my breakthrough from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my breakthrough from the control of evil altar. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now take the oil and drink it now. Drink a little of the oil. And if it's water, drink it now. That is good. That is good. That is good. Now pray this prayer very well. Say, every internal heat programmed into my body from evil altar, vanish in the name of Jesus. Every internal heat programmed into my life from evil altar, vanish in the name of Jesus. Every internal heat programmed into my life from evil altar, vanish in the name of Jesus. Every internal heat programmed into my life from evil altars, vanish in the name of Jesus. Every internal heat programmed into my life from evil altar, vanish in the name of Jesus. Every internal heat programmed to my life from evil altar, vanish in the name of Jesus. Every internal heat programmed to my life from evil altar, vanish in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, arrow fired into my body from evil altar, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my body from evil altars, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my body from evil altars, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my body from evil altar, go back to the sender, 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 go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray. I want you to pray aggressively. As we are praying, you are receiving your deliverance. Take the oil now and anoint your stomach. Anoint your stomach now. Let it touch your navel. And you lay your hand there as you pray this prayer very well. Say it louder and better than the way you have been praying. Say, I withdraw. I withdraw my prosperity from every evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my prosperity from every voter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my prosperity from every voter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my prosperity from every voter. In Jesus' name, number two, say, I withdraw my health from every voter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my health from every voter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my health from every voter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my health from every voter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my health from every voter. In Jesus' name, say, I withdraw all the organs of my body from every voter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw all the organs of my body from every voter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw all the organs of my body from every voter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw all the organs of my body from every voter. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful, wonderful. I command all the organs of your body that has been caged by evil water. I command your liver, I command your kidney, I command your pancreas, I command your lung, I command your heart, I command every organ of your body caged by evil witchcraft altar. I command them be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Now anoint your two hands. Now anoint your two hands and you shout loud and clear. Say, I withdraw my Say, I withdraw my hand from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my hand from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my hand from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my hand from the control of evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my hand from the control of evil altar. In Jesus' name, pray. One of the major signs of evil altar working against someone, especially people in business, is to see that money never stay in your hand. Is to also be seeing that your hand is heavy. Sometimes you see like if your hand is itching you. Sometimes you'll be feeling like a cobweb covering your hand. It is activity of evil altar. Pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, every bondage in my hand, programmed from evil altar, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every bondage in my hand, program from evil altar, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every bondage in my hand, program from evil altar, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every bondage in my hand, program from evil altar, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every bondage in my hand, program from evil altar, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Shake your hand vigorously. Shake it, shake it. As you are shaking that hand, every evil arrow of poverty, every evil arrow of stagnancy, every evil arrow of backwardness, every evil arrow of failure, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender. Shake the hand, go back to the sender, 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 go back to the sender. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I speak into your life now that the authority of darkness against your destiny shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every negative prophecy against your life shall be neutralized in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who plan for your downfall, they shall go down in the name of Jesus. Those who plan for your disgrace, they shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. God shall remember you. God shall promote you. God shall connect you to people that matters in the name of Jesus Christ. Your situation shall change in the name of Jesus Christ. If there's any evil altar working against your marriage, I command the altar to catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Any power, any principality, lighting candles against you on evil altar, immediately the candle and the principality shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil altar that is working against your well-being, any evil altar that is working against your children, the altar shall catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I release your marriage from evil altar. I release your marriage from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I release your business from the control of evil altar. I release your business from the control of evil altars in the name of Jesus. I release your finances from the control of evil altars. I release your finances from the control of evil altars in the name of Jesus. I release your children from the control of evil altar. I release your children from the control of the fruit of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I release the fruit of your womb from the control of evil altar. I release the fruit of your womb from the control of evil altar. I release the fruit of your womb from the control of evil altar in the name of Jesus Christ. I command any evil altar that is working against your academic success to catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? You find it difficult to settle that in marriage. I command right now that any evil altar working against your marital settlement shall catch fire, shall catch fire, shall catch fire, shall catch fire. And from today, you will encounter God of a new beginning. You shall have a marital settlement in the name of Jesus Christ. The trouble in that marriage shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. I have power that is boasting against you, that is going to destroy you. That power shall destroy themselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything programmed to your body, programmed to your body, working against your health, I command it now. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Anything programmed to your body, working against your health, go back to the sender. 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 Any sickness from evil altar, I command the sickness to die, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let the glory of God and the fire of God surround our life in the name of Jesus Christ. No evil shall befall us. The hand of God shall begin to walk upon our destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be revival. There shall be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? There's an exam you're about to write. I decree that in that exam, you will experience success in the name of Jesus Christ. You will pass that exam gallantly well in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God shall lay his hand upon you, and God shall deliver you from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we lift you up. Let your name be exalted. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, today is a wonderful day, and God is doing wonders in your life. You will notice a wonderful miracle that has happened in your life now. Let me tell you, there are about 7 people on this platform that you are going to receive testimony within 7 days. If you are among the 7 people, just shout 3 thunderous hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I speak with the oil of a prophet. These 7 people, you shall encounter God of new beginning, God of a greater harvest in the name of Jesus. And within 7 days, your testimony shall manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what you are facing, are you having court cases? I command the court case shall receive the intervention of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the enemy have done against you, I command them, they shall be lifted away and be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Oh, this is wonderful. I can see what God is doing for that sister. God is giving that sister twins. Ah, yes, yes, you are looking for the fruit of the womb. God has prepared a twins for you. Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. That sister, they tied down your womb. This is the second year that you have been carrying that pregnancy. I command the chain of darkness that tied down your womb to be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. That chain of darkness that tied down that womb, that chain of darkness that tied down that pregnancy, they have tied down your pregnancy. This is the second year you have been carrying this pregnancy. It is about to be delivered. I command every chain of darkness, chain of witchcraft that tied down your pregnancy, I command them be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. And I command your pregnancy now be released, be released, be released, be released, be released, be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, within the next few days, you will notice the power of God falling upon your life and you go into labor. And that is the end of that pain of 2 years in the name of Jesus. Send your testimony to me and I'll be waiting for it. Ma pato leko paroskaya leparoska talaba rimo pambroko sotolikaya pilumo panoko telikaya rimo pantolikaya ma patake lompraka sotolikaya upaparia lupa lokorobo sotolika riba lombombo tolikompunkia baraba rimpato lokomprobo sotolikaya ba. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I give you glory. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you continue to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to contact me, in case you want to send text to me, or you can do that, you can send a text to me SMS, and you can WhatsApp me also. The information will get across to me. My number remains the same, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I repeat, 0802-336-9298. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola.